Tell us a little bit about people like Joan Donovan, people who studied disinformation and tech, and how did this work really start to take off?
Well, nobody was really paying very much attention until the aftermath of the 2016 election. There was always, you know, your grandfather would share something on Facebook that was dumb or that was, you know, from an extreme political point of view. And then there was this huge reckoning after Trump's election, after it came out that there was not only sort of directed information circulating on these platforms, that it was the Russians, one of our, you know, major strategic global rivals, pass along not just propaganda, but actually try to get people to show up to protests in the real world. This is like Cold War style stuff, covert action using American technology companies and American freedom of speech to achieve their own ends. And after 2016, suddenly this field, which had been pretty small in academia, exploded.
And tell me more about the rise of this academic field of study and what these academics are trying to achieve by studying disinformation and technology and why they think it's important now.
Well, people are coming at it from different angles. Part of it is just figuring out who is behind a given piece of propaganda, but a lot of it is how they're doing it and what's effective and what spreads and how it spreads. For example, there's a Stanford-led coalition that was looking back at 2016, and they found that the way that false information was spread for political reasons tended to involve both elite figures, people with big cable shows or, you know, members of big political parties or, you know, household name types, and then kind of like their audience. And so there would be this kind of call and response thing going on where, you know, Alex Jones or somebody with a big following would post something, and then they would see, you know, what people responded to, and they might shift their message. You know, something that the Russians do a lot of is put up 100 different explanations for why something that the U.S. government is claiming is false. In that case, the strategy is often to just make the reader or the viewer give up and try to sort out what's actually true.